Hello and welcome to Small Wins, episode 26. I'm your host, Yvan Delay La Victoire, and it's good to be back here. I'm happy to be doing this, happy to be finding more consistency in my recordings, and hope that you're enjoying the episodes as we go. For those who have been sharing reviews, feedback, emails, love it. Thank you so much for just taking the time. I know we have busy lifestyles or we're easily distracted, so just you taking the time to kind of send a star review or write feedback or just share new ideas or even ask questions is very, very appreciated. And I am very, very honored and appreciative. Is that the word? Yeah. Appreciative of you taking the time to do it. So welcome to episode 26. Today, we're going to be diving in. That's a bad pun. Again, apologies. Into the La Victoire Football Brand Starter Hub. I'm excited to share this because, first of all, I finally have found a good name for it. As I say it, I'm like, maybe I could improve it, but I'm going to stop there. Just this is it. So it's the Football Brand Starter Hub. Happy to share it. It's just for those who don't know, it is a free online library of conversations, stories, online tools, resources, reports, and brands in the football space that can help others hopefully grow, build and grow in the football industry. So it is a very broad description of what it is. So that's why I'm kind of recording a series of episodes to explain what it is exactly and, you know, if it's something that is relevant for you or not. So you, at the end of the day, have the final decision. I'm not twisting your arm at this point, but basically the reason for the Football Brand Starter Hub is basically having this library of information. I think we're bombarded with content, websites, information left and right, and mix that with the fact that we're easily kind of, you know, our attention span is reducing rapidly and we forget things. This was for me personally a space where I could go back or I could go and discover new things. So I built that and made it available to anyone who is interested. So when you have a minute, if you think that's something that is relevant for you, check out the notes in the description and I'll have a direct link to learn or to access the Football Brand Starter Hub. So to get started, I wanted to address basically who the Brand Starter Hub is for. I know football industry is very, very broad. There's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of different, markets and niche in the, and expertise also in the industry. But I wanted to kind of give you ideas or at least maybe, start putting you in the right direction into what or how you can apply or how you can find value rather in the Brand Starter Hub. So the way I built it, it's a very simple, you know, I didn't go crazy on design or anything. I went with a simple look that just basically a series of lists and tables that shows the different types of library items that exist. So basically at the forefront of it all, I design and develop products for passionate people like you and I who are either in the football space, who are eager to join the football space, who have been in the football space for years and trying to discover new stories, new ideas, and kind of keep the passion growing and also their, keep evolving in their journey as well. So what that includes, it includes resources for you to, help in your journey. It includes past conversations, office hours, and member spotlights that I've held in the past. It includes a growing list of online tools, websites that I've used and that I recommend to help you build your reputation, your skills, your online presence. And it also includes a list of football brands from all over the world. When I say football brands, being very broad, but basically it includes anything that is connected to football and that is either kind of selling a service, a product, selling, you know, not selling, but distributing content, distributing media online. And what I realized is I knew a lot of brands. And, you know, because of the, unfortunately, because of the algorithm, you know, you're always seeing maybe the same type of topic or the content that you're engaging with. And that sometimes is, you know, has a negative, I would say, impact on other brands that are out there. But, you know, I don't, you know, interact with them directly. So having this list of brand kind of also makes me realize how big and how fast the space of football is growing. So, like I said, totally up to you. So have a look at it, see what, you know, if there's value for you. But I wanted to kind of give you a few examples of how you can apply or how you can start using the Brand Starter Hub based on your position in the football space. So position, yeah, it's like I'm sending so many bad puns today, sorry. So basically, the workspace was designed or is designed, like I say, like for football and football enthusiasts. So that ranges from anyone who's new to the game to someone who's a veteran, who's been, you know, who was born with the game, with a football in their hands and is overly hardcore about the game. But basically, you know, it's the common, I would say, denominator for everyone in this space is that people want to build something in football, whether that's a brand, online presence, you know, building a service, building a community. Even if you're a coach and you want to develop maybe skills and share your skills with others, basically, if you want to start a business and share, but build it with football in mind, you know, the football brand Starter Hub is a great way to start, or at least a great way to find inspiration, motivation, and help you take action on that. So, who is it for? So there are a lot of different types of, let's say, football enthusiasts in the world. And I wanted to, you know, give you again examples of how you can apply it. So if you are a creator in the making, so that's someone who's looking to create content. And again, content creation means that you're essentially building your reputation online through stories that you're sharing. So you want to share stories of the game. You want to share some hot takes. You want to share your perspective on what's happening out there. Well, you know, if you're a creator and you're looking to learn about new practices or best practices, looking for online tools that can help you kind of enhance or improve your content creation game, then the Football Brand Starter Hub is a great place to start. You want to maybe launch a podcast, you want to launch a newsletter, build your social media presence, then you can find also inspiration from the current market and kind of develop your own approach with templates that we have made available as well. So when I talk about inspiration, there's a lot of stories about other creators who have been, you know, who like you at this stage started from scratch, started without really knowing what they were, you know, quote unquote, getting themselves into, but have built quite an impressive journey so far. So, you know, if you're looking for these types of inspiration and these stories to maybe give you that little extra push, then you will find it in the Brand Starter Hub. Another example would be just, you know, if you're a, and that's not negative, but if you're just a casual supporter of the game, an enthusiast of the game, and, you know, maybe you're wondering if it's, you know, you want to create something, maybe launch a side hustle, maybe start, open up an online store, or even open up a good old brick and mortar store. You're not sure about what the football industry looks like, or you might have a series of questions about what the football industry looks like. Well, there's a few options for you in the Brand Starter Hub. So again, going back on the conversations we've had with industry leaders, that's a great place to start. You want to maybe check out some of the member spotlights to see if there are any, not necessarily ideas, but ways of addressing kind of this football side hustle idea of yours. That can maybe spark another idea of yours, or maybe spark the you know, kind of kickstart your journey in the space as well. When I talk about, you know, conversations that we've had in the space, I'm not going to name names because I want you to really take your time and go in the space and discover it for yourself. But we've had you know, conversations with creative directors who work in the kind of like with the biggest brands in football. We've had talks with photographers photographers who have had like, you know, great ideas and started their own magazines. We've had talks from just kind of self-taught content creators who've done amazing things and are now working for some of the biggest agencies and companies in the world. So these, you know, might give you again this sense of I can do this as well, and it's very relatable because what I realize is that, you know, first of all, forget my cliche, but everyone starts at the same kind of starting point in a sense. And it's great to see. And I think football or sport as a whole has this amazing power where you're always starting something with passion. And that's always some of the, you know, part of the driving force behind whatever you want to be achieving in the space. So that's another example. As someone who wants to start a side hustle, you might want to check out also the online tools library where you can discover, you know, ideas or potential tools that you can use to facilitate the way you're building online. So these are all kind of ways that you can discover the space for yourself. So, you know, you'll find, I think, the key word for any enthusiast or any casual fan looking to build a side hustle is you will find relatable content and stories for you. Number three is anyone looking to build a career. I think from my messaging, I focus a lot on building a brand, building a side hustle, building a project. But I think when I look at the career industry or, you know, the career path, what we tend to underestimate is that I think to start building a career in football, you kind of want, and it's a bit indirect, but you're building a personal brand in a way. If you're thinking of joining the football industry and kind of start a new professional chapter, we have a list of career websites where you can discover, you know, regularly new and exciting opportunities to work with, you know, clubs, leagues, partners of the leagues and clubs, or any stakeholder that's involved in the game, and that's from all corners of the world. So we have a lot of directory websites, if I can call it that way. And, you know, it's a good way for you to discover what's out there and see how you can build your, you know, career path to bring you to these opportunities. So that's one of the ways that you can take full advantage of the hub. And the other one, again, is going back on listening to conversations from industry leaders. I think, I spent at least 45 minutes to an hour on each episode talking to these people. And I think there's a lot, you know, of interesting insights. You'll also discover that they all have imposter syndrome, which is quite, you know, funny and amazing at the same time. We all go through it. Even the people that you are looking up to are going through it. So I think it's again, very great to see. But from a career seeking point of view, you might want to maybe write some notes down as you're listening to them to see what advice or what tips you can kind of take as feedback as you're building your own journey as well. So that's an option. If you're from a career standpoint, if you're even looking for freelance opportunities, we also have a list of freelance directories. So there's a few websites out there that exist that can give you an update on freelancer opportunities. And I think that's also a great way for you to maybe dip your toes into the football industry. Number four is, you know, if you're an industry insider, so if you've been working in the football industry for years, if you have been, if you've been working for a few years, if you've kind of, you know how the football industry works, I think you'll also appreciate the Football Hub. It's a great way. I think maybe I'm generalizing, but I think you're working so much in the industry and you're kind of doing the same thing, not the same thing, but you're going through the motion in a sense. You might lose the chance to discover new things, to discover new stories, and more importantly, maybe to discover new brands and ways of building in the football space. So I think to that extent, maybe the brand showcase space is a great way for you to discover these brands, just connect with them, see if you can build a network with them and maybe share or seize new opportunities. I think that's a great way for you to kind of stay connected to a certain extent to the football space. And I think it's a great way for you to kind of have this centralized look at what the football creator economy looks like. So if you're an established member of the football industry, if you are someone who's been doing this for a few years, the Football Brand Starter Hub might be a great way for you to kind of take a step back, zoom out, and see what's out there. Maybe learn about what are the next trends that people are doing. So might be an option for you. If you are an entrepreneur, someone who's been, again, same, I would say similar to the industry insider, but another good example. So if you're an entrepreneur in football or you're working with football brands, again, Football Brand Starter Hub might be a great way for you to kind of stay connected with what's happening. If you have, you know, if you're looking for brands to work with or agencies to discover, then, you know, again, the hub includes a list and will stay, you know, a growing list of brands that are offering services as well. I know, I'd like to think that a lot of content creators in football are branching out and offering their content creation expertise as a service. Some of them are building creative studios. Some of them are building production agencies. So these are all great brands that you can discover and then see if you just opportunities to work with them, collaborate with them. And again, good place to stay connected and seeing what's out there. So that's another example. Another one would be, and that's probably more on the technical side. So maybe if you are someone with a technical background or if you are fitness and health, let's say background with football, thinking out loud, but like physios, anyone who's kind of like, I want to generalize, but on the bench during games and working from the bench or, you know, analyzing games, you have this amazing technical expertise that you have, that you will, you share with everyone. But you might want to look into how you can, you know, maybe gain expertise from the market, discover, again, online tools that can help you maybe share your expertise online. Maybe you want to build a new revenue stream with your services and then have, you know, an online paid service or, you know, share your thoughts about emerging trends in your sector. So all these ideas are coming out of your head, but basically maybe you need action on understanding which tools to pick or which, you know, direction to take when you're building content. So maybe the Brand Starter Hub at this point can offer you a list of online resources, tools that you can access, and then see what you can build from it. So these are all, you know, great ways for you, especially from a technical point of view, that you can kind of start looking into. And yeah, so the tools and resources out there are all kind of available. Some of them I forgot to mention, but I kind of organized everything. So the tools that I'm presenting, I organize them by free with like a paid add-on or simply a paid service. So you can discover that for yourself. Everything is kind of organized in that sense. And then same thing for, you know, all the different, you know, resources that you can have access to. Another way that you can use the Football Brand Starter Hub is if you're a student. So if you're a student, aspiring to join the football industry, maybe you're not sure about what direction you want to take. You're studying, you know, sports marketing, but you don't quite know if you're going to go into that direction. Again, conversations is a great way for you to check out, to get started. So maybe just check out what's out there, see who these, you know, what the industry looks like. And again, most of these people that I've spoken to have, you know, accounts, emails that you can reach out to and see if they did like to chat and you know, learn about, maybe you can learn about what their journey looks like or have questions about their journey. So that might be a great way. And again, the career directories that are available are great ways for you to either you know, apply for these future opportunities, but also get an idea of what's out there. Maybe, you know, push you in a direction that you want to be taking when you're done school. So that's it. I have a few examples. So just to recap the different ways that you can enjoy and find value in the Brand Starter Hub is if you are a creator in the making, if you are a casual fan of the game looking to build a side hustle, if you are looking for a career in the football industry, if you are, you know, an established industry member, so someone who's been working in the football industry, you'll find value as well. If you are an entrepreneur in the space looking to build connection, that's also a great way. If you are a specialist, so anyone working from a, like I said, on the bench but not playing, so the technical part of the game, great way for you to build, you know, discover tools and resources that you can build, that you can discover online. And last but not least, anyone who is studying, so students looking to join the football industry in the upcoming months and years, you'll all find, I think, value in the Football Brand Starter Hub. So that's it. I think that's a lot of examples or ways that you can find story, you know, inspiration, again, motivation, action in your football journey. By all means, if you are interested, if you are curious about the Football Brand Starter Hub, look out for the show notes. Yeah, the show notes are at the bottom of the show. Well, after the kind of the episode layout, so you'll find all the links there. I will put a special link to go to access the Football Brand Starter Hub directly so that you can start looking into it. And then, you know, if you have any questions, comments, new ideas for the Brand Starter Hub, by all means, let me know by DM on Instagram. I think that's where I'll be mostly connected. And that's where I'm the most responsive as well. So thank you for your time. I know this was a heavy episode once again, but thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing your football journey with me. And again, if you have a few seconds after the show, I would love it if you could leave a review, you know, star rating, or just, you know, honest feedback on what you thought, what you would like to hear from me, even for the future episodes, or what you think would be beneficial to you and to your journey as well. So let me know. I'm very open to all of that. And again, by you sharing your review and your feedback, it's a great way for others to discover this podcast. So really appreciative of that. And thank you for taking the time. So keep going, keep building your football story, and don't forget to celebrate all the small wins. Take care.